Senator Weaver talked about learning his way around Springfield and the difficulty that he is having getting his arms around how things move forward, given really the unprecedented time we find ourselves in.
The way it's working now is different for everybody. We've never had this type of a stalemate. We've never gone this long without a budget. And so he's coming in at a time where everyone's unsure of what's going to happen tomorrow. And they're talking today about, is there going to be a strike coming from state workers and AFSCME? And is there going to be a budget to take care of a lot of the different needs that we're seeing haven't been addressed by court order or by special legislation? So these are unprecedented times. The good thing about a meeting like we had here today with the city and the county is that you have both of these major organizations working together, the different councilmen as well as the county board members, and then the legislators who are of both parties. And so I think we've got a lot of experience. You've got a lot of good people here. It certainly makes my job a lot easier.
Yeah, well, let's talk about that a little bit. A lot of what the city or county, any city or county right now in the state, might be able to do this year is just try not to lose ground. Can you speak to that at all?
Well, yes. It is, as I said, a very strange time here. And the cities, particularly the larger cities, are facing some very critical issues. Pensions are the number one issue. There was some relief during 6 weeks ago, when they did finally vote to release the city's portion of motor fuel tax, the 911, and the video gaming. Now, that's the city's money, so that provides some momentary relief. But everyone knows we need a capital project. Everyone knows that our bridges and streets, not only at the state and federal level, but in the cities, they're falling apart. And so we do need to work together to get a capital bill. And that's the hope, that when the budget is put together, it's not just a stopgap budget, but that it will be some monies to help the cities meet some of the problems they have that are very real. And there is a growing consensus that once the deal is cut, that it will be a deal that will include some forward-looking resources for municipalities as well as some of the local other governments.
What haven't I asked you, Tim, that I should have?
I think everyone realizes that we are facing such a shortfall that there'll have to be revenue increases. Certainly there'll be cuts in government, but there's no way to cut your way out of this problem. And there was a poll taken that was just released today by David Ormsby, who writes for the Illinois Observer. And the question was, even if we have the governor's turnaround agenda and there is a tax increase, are you in favor of that? And 62% of the Illinois population said, no, we don't want it. So that is the reality, that there is a disconnect with the public on, they realize we need the revenue, but we don't want the taxes. So there is almost going to have to be some sort of a joint effort. You won't see the Democrats pass a tax increase without some Republican support. And I'm hopeful that we can reach an accommodation, not that just for a tax increase, just to have a budget so the state keeps operating and we're not scaring businesses off from relocating here to Illinois.
Yeah, it's not just that the state doesn't have a budget. It's that the pain that each one of us are going to feel in some way.
Absolutely.
When they get a budget. And the longer they put that off, the harder that's going to be.
It's going to be harder to dig out of that hole. We have now lost all these months without an income tax. So the hole that we once thought was $6 billion is now closer to $10 billion. So it's going to be that much more difficult just to get back to square one. So every day that we lose is costing the state in the area of $33 million. And that's going to be a very, very difficult position for the state to finally be in when the budget is passed. Because, again, I think the people of Illinois want to see government provide some legitimate services. And those services are things like roads, bridges, and some help with police and fire. And we still have the social service agencies that are really suffering.
And some are just, frankly, going away.
They're going away, but the problem didn't go away. And that's the sad thing that we're facing today. Once it's not on the front page of the paper, you tend to forget, but those people that have the problems are still living with the problem. And that's the tragedy of what's happening with this budget.